We are on Daf, Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah. Eilu Devorim She'ein Lehem Eino Avodim Bahashtoreis Bakarkois. Before we go further, I think it would be kedai to mention the machlokes harishonim, but let us just mention Yesoidus like Ramban, Parshas Bahar. The Ramban says as follows: Shevadai hamaane es chaveiroi lodas. If a person is ma'ane someone else, lodas, he's fooling him, oiver belav. Bein b'metaltalin, bein b'mekarke. Sai by metaltalin, sai by karke. Shebehen diber akosuf. It says, alsoinu ish alchiv. And then the next posik speaks about karke, b'mispach hashonim acha yoivul. Shuhu mazir sheyiknu v'yimkru lefi hashonim layoinu ish es echov. One should not be ma'ane someone else. So he says, if you learn chumash, the posik is speaking, but that's the smichas hapsukim, the b'mispar hashonim acha yoivul, that's how it should be sold. So he says, so Shavadai Hamanas Khaveri Ladas Aiva Balav. The love Alsainer Yish Achiv is applicable side by Karke and side by Metalt. Zitta Ramban Vaiter Avo Rabbeisenu Khichu Boino Tashlumim Bishtus HaMekach. Chazal tell us in Eino, besides the love of Alsainu, there are dinei tashlumim b'shtus hamekach, you have to return, kono marzereino, ubitel hamekach b'yoyse mishtus, which is also mi dinei eno, umize bilvad miyato hakarkois. And from this din, the din tashlumim that applies by mechires, by mechire, and if there was a eno, Shtus is called Marz, the Yesem Shtus is Bittol Mekach, Umize Bilvad Miyatu HaKarkois. There's no dinay no. That means you don't have to pay. And there the Ramban says, Asvor, Lefi Shaino Bohem Afilu Yesem Shtus Mechila. When it comes to Karke, Afilu it's Yesem Shtus, which by all other things, is a bitul mekach, but by karke, it's a mechile. K'moishu mechile b'metaltlen b'poches mishtus. Just like a poches mishtus is a mechile by metaltlen, af al pishu hu osu lohoino iskein lodas, zuk the Ramban, even though by metaltlen poches mishtus we had two tzadim in the rosh, but the Ramban says that zicha afilu poches mishtus there's a isa lahainais. So in the lav, if you are fooling someone, you're being ma'anehim, so it doesn't matter if it's poches mishtus or shtus. In the lav, you zicha there's a lav to be ma'aneh. Avol ein derech b'nei odom levatel memkorom b'nei eino mu'ates kazu. But a person, good, one shouldn't have done it, but after it's done, if the mecha has to be now changed, you have to return some money, mevatel the mecha. B'dieved, after it was done by poches mishtus, it's done and over with. He was over alav, but we would not mevatel the mekach because of a poches mishtus. So by karke, afilu yesa mishtus, it's done. It was sold. He acquired a karke. He overpaid. you're not, the Mekach is not at all affected through that, that there was a no. But Lemaise, the one who was Ma'ani, is Oiver Alav. Now, but now we have to know how it stems with the Psukim. We're learning Chumash. Zok the Ramban, V'dor Shul Chazal, V'chisim Keru Memka Oikone. So Chazal Dashim, we'll see in the Gemara Nomad Beis, Miyada Misecho, Dovo hanikne miyad liyad al toinu. So, ikonu miyada misecho, that's speaking about metalpul. Lomadnu, zokta Ramban, sheyesh boino din miyuchid be metalpulim, sheeno inoyig be kakois. If the posik specified, dovo hanikne miyad liyad, so we see that there's a special din by metalflim that does not apply by karka. Vuhu chazores hamomen. This din that by every ino, there's a din yo by shtusis kona magzer and yesem shtusis bitl mecha, this din meyuchid applies by metalflim. Avo azores halav, Nehegis Bekulam, the law applies side by Kalka, side by Metal. Lachain Omar, Zukta Ramban, how he learns Chumash. He says, let's see the Psukim. Vechi Simkeru Memkar. Simkeru is a Loshin Rabbe. Loshin Rabbe. Lemoicher Kakois, Lemoicher Metaltlim. Oikono. Hayochid mehem hamoichem metaltum. So the pasuk starts off that we're starting off with a mechira sai kalke sai metaltum, and then we say there's a special din my metaltum miyad liyad va'oma likulon al soinu. That's the end of the pasuk. Sai by kalke sai by metaltum. There's a lava of al soinu. V'kiven sheyichet v'hifresh ha-metaltelim ribe bohen din ha-ino. There's a special din. V'hi b'chazor esat ha-shlumim. So that was the Torah. Was miyachet. We see there's a special din by metaltelim. So that's going on the chazor esat ha-shlumim. That's what the Ramban says. We'll see a nomad base lechere Rashi is chaylik at the Ramban and there's a thesis. There's a nesher that's chaylik at the Ramban that holds there's no love a filu by Karka also. Agav uche, the Ramban later has a mahalach on the same pshat in Chumash. So the Ramban says, V'gam yitochin loimer, ki hakosuv yazir, sheyedu mispar hashonim, the next the Pasuk is telling us that the both Tzdodim sheyedo mispar hashonim ad hayoivul ulefiyem yimkeru v'yiknu v'loyaynu behem ish es ochiv lahatoysoi b'mispar oy lahatoysoi b'mechire sheyach shebo shehi lachalutim. Then the Rambam wants to say a second pshat. He wants to say that the second posik is not speaking, you shouldn't overcharge him, according to the Yid. You shouldn't nag him up and tell him there's 30 years till Yovel. Or you'll tell him that this karka doesn't have to be returned in Yovel. Avol yedu shneyem ha-mispor v'ha-mechira ad ha-yoivul. They should know how many years there are till yoivul, and that the mechira is till yoivul. Shegam v'karkoish yesheino b'mide u'b'binyin v'afilu b'pochas mishtus. Then the Ramban says another mahalach, that the whole din of einayno le-karkoish is if the value. There's a no in the value. I'm overcharging, undercharging, underpaying. That is hilchas a no. But atois b'mido b'mishkel b'binyin. That means by karke, if I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sell you 5 acres of karke, and it's 4.5 acres, that has nothing to do with any no le karkois. And that, we'll see, there's a Machlekes and Lamed Beis, Taisis and the Rashbam. But the Ramban says that this is nothing to do with Ein Eino LeKarkois. Eino is only if one is ma'ane someone in the value. But if his ma'anim is telling him wrong facts, he's telling him that you can keep it, Yevil is not Meshamet, or you have another 30 years to Yevil, which is not true, it's only 5 years to Yevil. That has nothing to do with the Parsha of Eino, so that's one Mahalas that Rabban wants to say, that the second Pasuk is not speaking about Hilchas Eino by Karke, it's speaking about that you have to know that when Yovel will be, and it's going to return in Yovel. So the vile we have over here, Avodim, Shtoris, Vekarkois, Vekdeishes, there's no din Eino. It says further in the Mishnah, Ein Lehem Tashlume Keifel, that we'll see by Hegdish, there's no din of keifu. Ulei tashlumei abo v'chamisha. Shema chinam eina nishba v'noisei socha eina mishalem. Now let us see Rashi. Eilu dvorim she'ein lehem eino b'gmorem aforish taima. Why these things one is mayat. Hashtoreis. What does shtoreis mean? Hamoicher shtoreis. Ligvais choy shebesoy choy v'yitlenu la'atzmoy. A person goes and sells a shtar that the lekeir should be goyved the choy v'yitlenu la'atzmoy. And there was oino in the mekach v'kdeishes. What is the case of oino by hekdish? So Rashi says two cases. Case number one, Gizbor HaMoicher Hegdish. A Gizbor sold Hegdish. A Gizbor it Hegdish Bede Kapayis that he sells. And either he overcharged, he was underpaid. There's no din Eino by Hegdish. Oi, case number two, HaMoicher Eilosoi Shenofal Boimu. A person had a Kolben Eilo. It's Kozman, there's no mum, he can't sell it, it's... After it gets a mum, so it's psule hamikdoshim, so now you can sell it, but this is, he's selling a dovor shel hegdish. That means you're gonna buy an oiler with the money. So, but since this is a mechir of a dover shal hegdish, so there's no din Eino. The Rishah says, why did Rashi say an oilo? What's about a shlomim? So the Rishah says, well, by kochim kalim, there's a machlikas tanoim, Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds its mom and bailim. So then, could be there is a din Eino, because we learn that from Ochit. He seemed that there has to be a mechira be'ochiv, so if it's shlomim, could very well be there is a dineno. That's what Rashi says, oilo, kochi kochim, zicha, it's not ochiv, it doesn't belong to him. So mamela, then there is no dineno. V'loi tashlumei abo v'chamisha im tovo chaymocha, mishum egdeishis itzuch lemisnayu. So, by Hegdish, if someone stole a behemah, either he stole this oila, or he stole from Bedek HaBayis a behemah. It's a misnayu, that by Hegdish, there's no din of kefil and dalad vei. Dilu avodim mishtoris v'kakois lo shach lemehemah. That there's no din dalad vei. Dilu tashlumi abova chamisha and in Hegis el b'sher v'seh bilbat. Now it said further in the Mishnah, by all these four things, Shema Chinom Einai Nishba V'Naisei Sochel Einai Mishalim. So Rashi says, Einai Nishba Sheloi Posha Sheloi Hiskikosoi Toiro Lishova Aleihem. is no chiyuv shvuim. In shemesoch einem mishalem in nignevu mimeno. Now this is a mirdeki yisaidis de kerashi. There's a machlekes arishainim in this. Now, let us, the Nebuk Yosef explained Shitas Rashi. Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. Let's start in the first Rashi. Shaymer Chinam, now we're going to see that in the Parsha of Shamrim was Nismayit, Avodim, Shtoris, Karkois. Fine. There's no Parsha of Shamrim by Kakoi, Shtoris, fine. No parsha of Shomer. Now, so Rashi says, Einoi nishba shaloi posha. He doesn't swear that he wasn't Peshaya. Now, and what would be if he was Peshaya? So if we would learn Elech the Rashi, then he'll have to pay. As I say, this for Rashi. But he's not mechuyiv to swear shaloi posha. By a shame of has any mishalem im nignevo. But in posha, you have to pay. Now. So Rashi, Shitas Rashi is moiridik. Shitas Rashi is like this. It's a parsha of Shomrim. The chiyuvi Shomrim. Shemachinim is mechuyiv to swear. Shemesochas chayiv gnevo vaveide. Rashi hills a pesheya is a mazik. The chiv of a pesheya is not als the parsha of Shomrim. A pesheya is a mazik. I have his thing, and I was pesheya, so I'm a mazik. A mazik? There's no meat in mazik, and shtoris, and karkois. You're a mazik, you're mechuyiv to pay. So Rashi holds the chiv to swear by Hashem Machinam, that's mechiyuvei Shomrim. Hashem is mechuyiv to be mevarech. What happened? So he tells him, Rabbi, there's no parsha of Shomrim by Shtoris. So I'm not mechuyiv to swear. Hashem is socher, is mechuyiv to pay gneva vaveid. Gneva vaveid is mechuyiv in Shomrim. By Shtoris, there's no chiyuv of Shomrim. But if he was a pesheya, he's mechuyiv to pay als mazik. This is Shitas Rashi. The Mukhi Yosef brings down the Ran, Rashba, Taisvis, the Rosh, Achelik. And they hold that, but he's potter from Pshia. Hold his potter from Pshia. It's very modern. So why does it say Shemachinam Einei Nishba? Why does it say Shemachinam Einei Mishalem? What was it? Shemachinam Einei Nishba, Shemesocher Einei Mishalem. So the Mukhi Yosef brings down because the Tana is just saying over the Parshas Hashomrim. In Parshas Mishpatim, when it speaks about Hashem Achinam, it says he swears. Hashem Asocha pays on Gneva Vaveda. Lamaisa Hashem Achinam pays on Pshia also. But Al Kolponim, but it's the Parsha, when the Parsha speaks about Nikra Vaisal, Kimu Shalchim Lech, he swears. Nikra Vaisal. So they hold that Hashem Achinam is Zicha Potter on Pshia also. Pshia is not a Mazik. Pshia is Mechiyuvei Shomrim. But that way he doesn't say Hashem Achinam Einem Mishalom, which is true because he's just saying what the Parsha speaks about. The Parsha speaks about Shvue by Hashem Achinam, Tashlumen by Hashem Asocha. So that's why the Mishnah speaks about this. So this is Amachlokes Arishayin. Pshi is not a mazik. Not a mazik. That's Rashi in the Rambam holds that the Pshi is a mazik. So afilu yechayiv to pay afilu without chiyuvei shomrim. That's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashbe. Let's go further. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kochim shuchayiv be achriyusom yesh lahem einor. Rav Shimon says like this. Let's see Rashi. Kochim shechaye b'chiyus. Now let us say we're speaking about the case of there's no din I know by Hegdish. Rashi said a person had an oilo, it's a balmum, and he's selling it. So there's no din I know because he's selling a dover shal Hegdish. What is if he's chayev b'chiyusim? Omar harei olai oilo. He said harei olai oilo. Bifrisha v'humema. Umacha. Is yeshla meino the kivin the imesa oinignavo chayev b'chiyusim? That means he said harei olai. He's mechuyev to bring a korban oilo. This one became a balmum, so he has to bring another one. Now, if this animal will die or be nignav, so he has to take out of his pocket more money to bring another oilo. So it's considered he has mumminess in this oilo. That means by selling this oilo and getting money, the may oilo, so he doesn't have to take out from his pocket. So it's called, he has schus a moment in this oila. This is dava hagoyrem la moment. With this oila, he's saving money. Like this left to pay money. In Rav Shimon knows dava hagoyrem la moment ke moment dava. He says, consider like it's his moment. So the kivin, the meisei shenigner b'chai b'chiyuso, is the deyu, so it's considered he has momentous in this oila. Because through this oila, he will not have to spend no money. So it's called he's selling his thing. So memele, he does not a goyim la moment to him. Is memele, then this ain't la meino. Rab Yehuda Oima, Afa Moicher Sefer Torah Behema Magolius Ein Lehem Eino. In these three things there's no din of Eino. Omru Loi Loi Omru Elas Eilu. No, by these things there are Eino. Yeah. Meno Hani Mili. Now we learned a multitude of Alochis that Abodim, Shtoris, Kalkois, there is no din of Eino. Now, where did we see this? How do we know this? The Tana Rabbana. The Pasuk says, V'chisim kiru memka la'amisecho. Oikonoi miyad amisecho. You purchase something miyad amisecho. So the miyad amisecho, Chazal Darshan, dovor hanikne miyad liyad. This is something which is acquired, that's nikne miyad liyad. That means metalflum. Yotzu kakoi, she'eino metalflum. Yotzu avodim, even though they are metalflum, shokshele kakois. Yotzu shtorois, v'chsiv, shtorois we know from a different posik. V'chisimkeru memker. You're selling something that is the thing that is being sold. Shegufoi mocho vegufoi konei. You're selling, this is the thing you're selling. The gufa dova, you're selling an object and you're purchasing an object. Vegufoi konei. Yotsu shtores, shtores she'ein gufon mocho ve'ein gufon konei. That means when you're selling a shtar choy, we'll speak about this more when we come to Toisves, when you're selling a shtar choy, in Poshet we are speaking about that a malve lent is a loive $100. Now the malve is selling this shtar to a lekeich, to someone else. So we're speaking about in the Mecca. So this is nismayit from Eino, because in the parasha of Eino it says simkeru memka, you're selling a tangible chayfetz. The shegufay mochel vegufay konoi. You're selling something. That means it's the document that's being sold. That is not what is being sold. The chayv is being sold. That is what being sold. It's being sold through the shtar. But the davar hanimkar is not the shtar. That this is only a raya of the chayv. And to this is kind of the chayv. Mikan amru, but hamoicher shtaroisav leboisem. What if a person will sell his shtar for a person who has psamim? And in those days, when there were battles, they didn't have covers which were made convenient to cover the battle. So what was used? They used to take shtaris, pieces of paper, and crunch them up. And with that, they used to stuff up the battle. So if you're going to sell a shtar, not to be used as a document, as proof of a chayiv, you're going to sell a shtar that to be used, that the etzim paper should be used as to stuff a battle, so then there'll be a no. Mikan omru, ha-moichesh ta-roisov le-boisem, yesh lahem eino. And there is eino, because this is a memker. I'm selling bottle stoppers. So memela, there's eino, this is a memker. Frek the gemara pshite, so what's the chiddush over here? Fakertem. Mikan omru, it's bullshit that if you're selling the shtar as a means to acquire the chayiv, so that's not called a memka. If you sell the shtar as a piece of paper that can stuff a battle, so that's a memka. So the Gemara says, no, it's telling us a chiddush lafukim midarav kahane, the omar ein oino leprutois, Kamash Malon, Yesh Aino Leputois. Now we'll see Rashi exactly what this means. Zuk Rashi, Dova Hanikne Miyad Liyad, Hizer Olov Bebaltainu. Now from the Loshen of Rashi, Hizer, Beist Ois, that it's a Miyad Anda Hazore, not like the Rambam. Rashi, it would seem that it's a Miyad Afilo Anda Lav. Shehukshu lekarkois, avodim hukshu lekarkois, even though it's a dova metaltol, d'chsi, bisnachaltem oisom, hukshu lachuzel, l'reshes achuzel. Mikan omru, midolo imit shtores, elo mishum de'ein gufon koni yomocher, the dova hanimka, the thing that is being sold is not gufon, is therefore hamoicher shtoroisov leboisem. If a person will sell his shtoris, leboisem, to a person who sells perfume, lotzer behem afka samemonim, to stuff a bottle that has powder of samemonim, nimtza memkorim shel elu, letzorich tashmish gufanu, I'm selling this piece of paper. So this is a dova hanimka, this is a memka. Is yesh lahem eino, the gufon kono yemocha. I'm selling this article. So this is a memka. So on this article, this is a din eino. So frek the gemore pshite, maishna mikol metaltli damen. What's the chiddush? What are you telling me? Gemore says, lafuki midarav kahane, the omar ein eino leprutois, stam moicher shtoris leboisem, Ein shem hamekach shel iser biyachad elo shel putas. Perhaps if you take away the hay, it would flow better. Ein shem mekach shel iser biyachad elo shel putas. Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. We had mentioned a Teres Chaim when we heard Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane said Ein Eino Leprutois. So the Teures Chaim explains as follows. The Din Eino is not dependent on the amount that the value of the how much was nisanet. For example, he says if you'll sell something for $1 million and there'll be $1,000. So $1,000 is pochas mishtus, it's garnished. So there's $1,000. There's no eino, because it's pochas mishtus. I'll sell something for $100 and the eino will be a sixth of that. There is eino. No, $1,000, there's no eino. And the sixth of $100, there is eino. So he said, yeah, that's true. Because the din eino is, well, it's not with the amount. When we look at the whole mekach, if it's a mekach of $1 million, so $1,000 ahina ahel doesn't mean anything in the mekach. So that's not called eino. That's a mechila. There's no din eino. Mashenkin in a mekach of $100. So there, even though the eino is much smaller, but there's eino in this mekach. This is called eino. He was overcharged. And the mekach of $1 million is not called overcharge. You don't look at these. It's called, it's not called overcharge. So Memela Rav Kahana said another chiddush. If the whole mekach is a mekach of prutois. Now prutois means there are, a pruta is an eighth of an issa. There are eight prutois in an issa. So now like this, if the mekach is only a mekach of prutas, that means it's seven prutas. The whole mekach is seven prutas. In a mekach of seven prutas, it's irrelevant. But since the whole mekach is so small, there's no din eino on it. So it's more than a sixth. It's garnish, but since the mekach is so minute, if the mekach is a issa, so that's already called, there was a choshev in mekach, so memele, so then there's a din eino, then there's a din eino. That was the chiddush of Rav Kahane. So this baraisa says not like Rav Kahane. It says if you're gonna sell shtorois, lotso, Alpitzli chusoi, and normally this is a very cheap commodity. So normally the whole mekach is only a mekach in plutois. It's less than an issel. So according to Rav Kahane, there's no parsha of eino. So the Baraisa says, no, that we don't, there's no such thing. That even though the whole mekach was a mekach of plutois, af alpikain, there's a din eino. Since that's called a memker, the davar memker is the paper that's being sold, so we don't have the smiut of memker lafuki shtaris. Now we're going to see a merdike taisvis. Now before we see taisvis, I'd like to give a little hakdome, and with this hakdome, we'll be able to understand the different mahalchim and taisvis. Taisvis was going ahin and aher. We'll see as the Taisus progresses. There's a Gemara that says as follows: Hamoicher shtar choiv lechaveiroi, v'chazar umochloi mochu, afilu yoyresh moicher, which means as follows. Let's be megashem d'inyim. Reuven has a shtar choiv on a loive for $100. He sells this shtar to Shimon. Now Shimon purchased the shtar. So now, if everything goes good, so Shimon will go to the loive, and be doive the choiv. That was the mekach. He sold it, let's say he sold it for $80, whatever it is, he sold it, now Shimon has the shtar, and Shimon will go to the loive, and be doive the choiv. Now Reuven went, and was meichel the choiv. Reuven goes over to his loive, and meichel the choiv. So the din is, it's mochel. No chayv, nothing. That's the halacha. Now we have to understand, this halach is very difficult to understand. It doesn't make sense. Who are you to be Michael the Chai? You sold the Chai. The Chai belongs now to Shimon. Now you're Michael the Chai. Shkaya, who are you? What is pshat in this halach? Now there are two basic oifanim how to learn pshat in this halach. One oifan is the Shitas HaRambam. And the Shitas HaRambam is as follows. The Rambam says, why can he be Meichel? Rambam Pekvav Milchas Mechire, Mishum de Mechire Shtores Midarabona. So Poshe Pshat is as follows. You can't sell a Chayv. This whole thing, I'm giving him the Shtar so the Chayv becomes yours. A Chayv will, perhaps later we'll elaborate a little more. A Chayv is a commodity that cannot be sold. Halachically cannot be sold. Midrabboni can sell. Rabboni made a takoni can sell it. But minatoire, it is not sold. So we have here a very interesting phenomenon over here. We have over here, Reuben sold the chayv to Shimon. So minatoire, nothing happened over here. The chayv still belongs to Reuben. The Rabbonon said that Shimon can be goyve the chayv. But the minute that Reuben is Meichel Dechoy, since in Yisod, Min HaTorah, there never was a Mechire, and in Min HaTorah, Reuben is the Malva, so if he's Meichel Dechoy, Dechoy is Mochel. So that means the Mechire is only good because man is not Meichel Dechoy. The minute he's Meichel Dechoy, there's no Chay finished. Because it was never sold Min HaTorah. This is how the Rambam learns Pshat. I mean, they will just say this, I didn't have Mazik, he's a Garmi, I mean, Reuben left to pay Shimon that he was Mazik, but Al Kaponim, about the Etzim transaction, according to the Rambam, he's a Bailam to be Moichel the Choy, because Minatayu the Choy was never sold. He's still the owner of the Choy. There's a second Mahalach, the second Mahalach is a Shitas HaRaivet, perhaps a Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. In every Choy, there are two chalokim of the chayv. One, there is mominess that the malve possesses. That means when Reuven lent Shimon money, and Shimon owes Reuven the money, we consider halachically that Reuven possesses mominess. That Shimon owes him the money, it's called that Reuven is not ill. Reuven possesses now money. There's mominess of a chayv which belongs to the malva. That's one thing. Besides the mominess that the malva possesses, there is also a shibud haguf, an obligation on the loiva to pay. Life is mechuyev to pay. He borrowed money, is mechuyev to pay. He says, yeah, moment is very good. But there's an obligation on the loiva to pay. And this obligation on the loiva is the sibid that we consider that the malva has momentous. Since the loiva is mechuyev to pay you, so it's considered you possess moment by the loiva. So there's a schus moment, and then there's a shibud aguf. There are two things in every choy. So now the Raivet and the Rabbeinu Tam say like this. The shibud aguf that the loiva owes the malve, he owes the person who he borrowed from. This shibud aguf is not transferable. He owes him. He borrowed money from him, he has to pay him. The schus moment that the malva acquired through this chayv, this schus mamen is transferable. This is mamen that I possess. This, I can transfer that what I possess, I can transfer it to someone else. So in every chayv, we have two factors. We have a schus mamen and a shibud aguf. The schus mamen can be nimkel, the shibud aguf cannot be nimkel. And as we mentioned, the schus momen is the sibe that the schus momen comes about because of the shibud aguf. Since the loive is mechuyif to pay him. So therefore, we consider that the malva possesses mumin by the loive. The minute the malva is meichel the loive, and he can be meichelim because the shiva the guf was never sold, it can never be sold, so then automatically the schus mumin fizzles. There's no schus mumin anymore. The whole schus mumin is generated through the shiva the guf that the loive has. So that's a second mahalach, how to understand pshat. So according to the Raivet, the mechire is in the schusei moment that the malva possesses. And now the malva was meichel the loive, and that is meichel the shiba the guf. It's machel. So it's machu, so there's no chayv anymore. The minute the shibud the guf falls off, the schus moment falls off automatically. So that's a second way how we can understand this halacha. So you have two ways to understand. He's mechel the shibud the guf, you don't know me anymore. A shibud the guf, you can be mechel. Yeah, it's a personal obligation that the loive has to the malve. He owes him the money, and this obligation can be mechel him. That's a shibud aguf on the labor. He owes him. He's obligated to pay him. That's an obligation of the labor. But that obligation can be nimchel. The malva can be meichel this obligation. And the minute he's meichel the obligation, the schus mumin fizzles out. So these are the two mahalchim to understand why the halacha is that even though the Malva sold the Shtar Chayiv, the Malva could still be Moichel the Chayiv, and the Lekeach lost everything. Now let's start learning Taisvis, and we'll understand the Mahalchim in Taisvis. Yatsu Shtoris, Zok Taisvis, Midamayet Lohu Me'eino. Now we have here a Posik, that says, we have a poske simkeru memka, there's no eino an mechiras shtores, because it's not a memker, it's not gufan koni, gufan mocha, so there's no din eino. Now, if we're going to be erlich, so it seems from the poske it can be sold. It's a mechira de reise. You can sell it, but in hilchus eino was nismai, because it's not a memker. Mi de mayit lohu me eino, Mash medachala mechel midi eraisa bishtots. Vim taima, beperik misha meis omrinen, matna shrivmera midarabono. There's a loche that divre shrivmera kirsuvim umesurim domi, which means as follows. That if you have a person who's lying on his deathbed, and he says, I want Beryl to have this and this, so it's, and then he dies, there was no Maisa Kinyan, Donish, Beryl acquired it. So the Gemara says, this din that he's kind of midrabon, that he's kind of midrabon, there was no Maisa Kinyan, nothing, he's kind of midrabon. Uporich, frag the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, Hamoichesh ta'achoyv lechabeire v'chozor mochlo in mochu, v'afilu yoyresh moichel, afilu the malve died, now the yoyresh could be moichel, u'moide Rav Nachman, shim nosne b'mat nashchim, ha'sheni yochel imchel, yamret b'shloim b'mat nashchim, di yoyreise, b'shimochin yochel imchel, So now we will understand how Tosfos understood. Tosfos understood that Gemara before we come to our Gemara and Ezel. Tosfos understood that Gemara like this. Tosfos learned like the Rambam that the reason a malve could be moichel the chayv because all mechir is at the rabbonim. But Minatayre never was sold. The Minatayre, the Moicha, is still the Malva, so therefore the Malva can be Moichel. Because there never was a transaction Minatayre. If you learn like the Rambam, so the Gemara in Mishemes is Gebaldic.
So the Gemara says, you, we learned, Nachman said, if a person gave something b'matna shimra, so the mekabel mata, they can't be moichel. If something was given, all the time a yerush can be moichel, a yerush can't be moichel. So the Gemara says, you see from this matna shimra is deraisa. So Memele, so Taisvis, before our Gemara, so Tais understood that Gemara beautifully. Tais is learned like the Rambam. That the whole reason you can be Moichels, because it's not sold Minatayra. So that's why he's still the owner of the Chayv, he can be Moichel. So the Gemara is the Kashe, but by Matna Shriv Mera, the Yairish can't be Moichel. So why? Because Manashim is the Reise. So then the Mekabel acquired the Chayv. And it's acquired the Chayv. He can't be lost. But if Manashim is under Rabbanon, so why can't the Yerush be Moichel? That's the Gemara's Kash. If you learn like the Rambam, it's Kabbalic. Tais understood that Gemara. But Tais has learned Azov. In Azov it says there's a miut and Mechirish Torahs that there's no din I know. So why says on the post, Mechirish Torahs is a Reise. Mechirish Torahs is a deraisa. So weiss doch ois, even though Mechirish Torahs is a deraisa, you could still be moichel. Darf man doch sagen, the second mahalach. The second mahalach. So, that the Shiva the Guv never goes over. So my mele, so what's the most kasha? How can you say man the Shimra is a drabonon? We said he can't be moichel. So what? Every mechir shtos is a deraisa. You could be moichel. So why does that prove? Why does that prove that matna shchimra is a deraisa? And here it says he can't be moichel. So that's a problem. But how do, what's pshat in the Gemara? This is Taisvis kasha. Taisvis learned the Gemara like the Rambam, and mamel everything is gevaldik. So, because since it's a drabona, you could be moichel. And my manashim, it's a daraisa, you can't be moichel. So, my male, that's shot in the Gemara's kasha. But if you receive a magamor, it's a daraisa, because there's a meat and I know. Meforeshri dahochi pirushaim. Yamret bishloim a daraisa, haina meva avartem. If manashim is a daraisa, so al kochoch, what's the mekoyer? You learn that from va'avartem. That means I'm making the mekabel matona a yerush. Im kein so a kosav yerush. Im kein a ma yerush meichel ma yomida ha yerush mehai. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is the kasha. If matnashrim is a deraisim, so al kochoch, what's the posik va'avartem? So he becomes a yerush. So if I can't, now we're going, we're learning like the Raivet. We're learning like the Raivet. That means a Shibud HaGuf cannot be sold through Mechira. A Yoirish, Yashin's the Shibud HaGuf. That's the Din. That means he's B'mokim his father. So just like the Loiva owed him when the father died, so he's B'mokim the father. For if the Gemara Akashe, if Matna Shriv Marez Adei Raise, so then the Mekor of Matna Shriv Midaraisa is that what? Vahavartam. That I can make a Shrimra, I can make anyone who wants to become a Yerush. So now he became a Yerush. So the Gemara, and that's why he can't be Meichel, because he became the Yerush. He yashin the Shibud HaGuf. But if you say Matna Shrimra is a Darabono, so you don't learn that from Vahavartam. So it's only a Kinyan on the moment. And the kinyam, it's only a kinyam, it's not a yerusha. It's a darabonon, it's a kinyam midarabonon. So the kinyam midarabonon, so why can't the yerush be moichel? Why can't the yerush be moichel? The shibud haguf is by the yerush, and therefore the yerush should be able to be moichel.